Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, boys. I'm just about to take the Harley Davidson Super Sport out for a spin. 1250 cc's of pure aggression and power. And I was thinking about this today, about how I ended up riding motorbikes, how I learned. I'll tell you the story, and I just want to go through why I think every man should learn to ride a motorbike, because it is one of the most exhilarating and thrilling things you can do for the money. Like, it really is cheap compared to sports cars. And yes, it's dangerous, but that's kind of what we seek as young men. So here it is. Here's the beauty, 1250 cc's. But it wasn't what I started on. I started on a Honda CBR 250 cc motorbike. And I've always wanted to ride motorbikes ever since I was young. Ever since you watch those movies of the guy pulling up. What movie was it? Top Gun. When I saw Tom Cruise on his motorbike back in the day, I just thought, fuck, that's so cool. And I think everybody thinks it's cool, but then doesn't make the time in their life to actually go out and learn how to ride a motorbike. So in the UK, there was a couple of difficulties. You have to have a lot of time and actually a bit of money to learn how to ride a motorbike, because you need multiple different licenses. In Thailand, that's not a problem. So I decided, before I moved out here, I'm going to teach myself to ride a motorbike as soon as I get there. So I landed in Thailand and I went to a motorbike rental shop, and I got a Honda CBR 250cc geared bike, which means you have to change the gears, it's not just twist and go. And I got the guy to drop it at a car park, like a parking lot, for anyone that's American. And I got up YouTube and I started looking at how to ride a bike. I said, yeah, leave it here with me, I just need a quick refresher, I need to figure out how to drive this. He left it with me and I watched a few videos and I just started riding it, and it was scary as fuck. I very nearly took it back because I had no idea how to ride a motorbike. And I very nearly took it back, but I stuck with it. I've nearly got killed a few times, and eventually I learned how to ride a motorbike. And I went from a 250cc up to a 300 or 400cc Kawasaki Ninja, to a Kawasaki Z 900cc, to now driving a Harley Super Sport 1250cc. And the reason why I think riding a motorbike is so important for a man is it's because it's that masculine sense of adventure that you all seek, that every man seeks, but you can get in pretty much anywhere in the world, and it will provide huge benefits to your life. For example, when you ride a motorbike, it's dangerous and you have to focus. You need situational awareness. I see a lot of guys come to Thailand and get on motorbikes, and I can tell you in roughly 10 to 15 minutes whether a guy is going to crash his motorbike or not, based on how unaware he is of situational awareness. And I've seen this happen time and time again. Guys have got on scooters and bikes, I watch him for a minute and I say, he's coming off that bike round the next corner, and we go around the next corner and he's come off in the sand. And this happens all the time. And as a man, I feel like having situational awareness is massively important. And when you learn to ride a motorbike, you have to keep your head on a swivel. You have to know, because anything on the road can kill you on one of these. When you're riding this, you have to protect yourself. And that's a very, very good skill to learn as a young man. So that's number one. Number two, it gives you a sense of freedom. You can go anywhere, just you and your bike. It's cheap. You can get the same power as an F1 or a high-level sports car for about $10,000 on a motorbike. You can really push the limits in terms of power and freedom. And you can get on that bike and you can have the wind in your hair and have the focus on something and have the adrenaline. And you can kind of figure out a lot of your problems when you're on a motorbike. You can use it as a therapist, something I learned from Richard Cooper's book, Unplugged Alpha. Great read, by the way. Something I learned from his book was this is basically a man's therapist. You often don't need to go to therapy. You just need to rip on the motorbike for a little while. It also gives you that amazing opportunity to go away with your friends, to have something to sort of ride as a group, to ride as a gang, to have that brotherhood, to go on adventure, see new lands and really see it authentically. When you're getting into riding motorbikes, the best thing I ever did was watch a movie called Twist of the Wrist 2, which you can find on YouTube. This will teach you how to actually ride, because the YouTube videos, they teach you how to get this thing started, how to change gears. You got one down, five up, how to switch over. But riding a motorbike is a real art. And Twist of the Wrist 2, it's a whole movie that goes very in-depth on the art of motorcycle riding, like counter-steering. Most guys get on a motorbike, they don't even know what counter-steering is. It's the fact that with a motorbike, you don't twist the handlebars like this. You push down with force on the handlebars to allow yourself to go into turns. It teaches you throttle control. When do you accelerate? When do you come out of a corner and accelerate? How much throttle do you give it? So Twist of the Wrist 2, if you're thinking of getting into motorcycle riding, is a great movie to watch. It was one of the movies that massively helped me. Wait for that car to go by. Hopefully it's not too loud. Another reason to get a motorbike is because women fucking love them. I can't tell you how many times I've been the guy living in foreign lands and a traveler comes through and I turn up on my motorbike at dinner or something and I just say, oh, you want to hop on? You want to go for a ride? Girls absolutely love freedom, adventure, adrenaline, a man who's not scared. They want to watch you guide them, and a motorbike allows you to do that. And it also, you have to be very intimate. If someone's sitting behind your motorbike, they got to touch you. They got to feel you. It's a fantastic way to date women. Obviously, be safe. Don't get a girl killed on a motorbike. But motorbikes for me have been absolutely fantastic. And I just wanted to make a video saying how fucking awesome they are. I'll turn this on for you. Let me see if it's in, let me put it in neutral. I'll turn it on for you. You can have a little listen to this. But I think a motorbike for most men will give you the freedom that you're looking for. And I don't think you should go through life without learning how to do this, because it is one of the greatest experiences, one of the most fun experiences I've ever had. So this is it coming on. Anyway, I'm gonna go take this out, watch Twist of the Wrist 2, go to foreign lands, travel with your boys, get on motorbikes, have adventure. That, if you like it the way it looks on someone else, if you're jealous of guys that turn up on bikes, or you see it in the movies and you think it's cool, that's something that you can have in your life, and it affects the way you feel as a man. We all wanna be that masculine character. All it takes is a little bit of brain power and teach yourself how to ride. So boys, it's been a pleasure. I'll see you on the next one. Whoop-ah!